Well, it is good to be here. My name is Glow, and I'm a compulsive eater. In thinking about sharing, I'm going to share a little differently than I usually do, but let me say a few things. I'm a compulsive eater, and I've been a compulsive eater for many, many years, at least since I was 10 or so. When I began using food to jack myself up, you know, to feel better, to deal with emotions of sadness, etc. So I've been doing that for a long time. So I am a compulsive eater, and I'll always be a compulsive eater. So I am a recovered, however you want to put it, compulsive eater. As I was thinking about this, I thought of something that kind of gave me hope several years ago. I bit my nails since I was like 2 or 3 or 4 years old. And about 10 years ago, I stopped. I didn't stop overnight. It was a process that I went through to stop. But, and I don't have long, gorgeous nails. They're weak little nails. But it is uncomfortable for me to put my fingers in my mouth today, and it wasn't before. And I lift that up as an example, because that's what we're doing as we're working on our recovery from addiction to certain foods. We're learning that some stuff isn't healthy. It's not comfortable. It's not going to solve what we need solved in life. So I just lift up that as an example of healing that can happen. I am maintaining a 40 plus pound weight loss. And another thing that's amazing for me is the word maintaining, because never in the past was I able to maintain. I was on the yo-yo of losing weight, gaining weight, losing, gaining, hating myself because of it, being very discouraged. And I didn't get when I came into this room, but as I've been here, I realized what a progressive illness this is, because it got harder and harder until it was at the point that I really could not lose and maintain. I could not do that. So I'm grateful that today I am maintaining. And my program has been an evolution. My abstinence has evolved. The foods I eat or don't eat has evolved. And I don't think that my plan around that is right for everybody. I am grateful for OA because we get to figure out through a pretty intense discernment process what is right for us. And what I wanted to focus on, for me, this program is way more than the food. Now, it used to be, and I learned this in program, that I made food my higher power, thinking that it was going to fix it and make it better, because I'm an emotional eater and a grazer. And so I learned in this program that food is not my higher power. So yes, I need to stay vigilant around food. I record my food every day. I plan. There are certain foods that I avoid. But really this, and it says in the big book that our program is a design for living. And that's what I wanted to address today in my share, the fact this is a design for living. Now, somebody just recently asked, what does it mean to work the steps? And I wanted to share a little bit about that with you, about what that means for me. I've been in program for 11 years. I began on December 22nd, 2004. One of the things that it says in the thing that I sign is that all my material is original. That's not true. When you're in these rooms, yes, my experience of the material is original, but we are all sharing the wonderful things that we have learned and gained in here if you've been in these rooms any amount of time at all. So So for me, working the steps and living the steps is about letting the steps become a part of who I am and what I do. I recognize today that, and I didn't know this at first, it took me a long time to get through step one because I had to understand what it meant to admit that I was powerless. Today, I live in step one. I haven't been through step one and graduated from step one. I recognize that I'm powerless over certain foods and certainly over those situations which drive me to overeat. And so I am powerless, and I need to remind myself that every day. I'm not done with step one. It's part of my life. And step two came to believe. It took me a long time to come to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. I had some idea about what God was, what higher power was, and I had to work the program and figure out how that was going to be true for me so that I could, in number three, turn my will and life over to that power. And one of the things, step three is about made a decision, and I took a long time in step three in my first time through because I thought once I made that decision, I was all done. Is that true for you? You make that decision in step three and you know, you're home free in terms of your recovery. Is that true for y'all? No, it's not. So I need to acknowledge that every day also. I need to remember that I need to turn it over. And then there are certain times during the day or situations during the day when it comes up, and I need to remind myself that I'm not alone and I can turn this over to my higher power and get what I call loving guidance and support from my higher power to do the next right thing, which is always available for me. It's just that it can get clouded by whatever's going on in my life. And then step four, taking an inventory. Once I got to step four, the way I did it the first time is I went and did the questions in our OA 12 and 12. And then shared it in step five with my sponsor. And it took several weeks, really, because we, anyway, I went into a lot of detail. And it was amazing to have a loving witness listen to me. I cried a lot. I was embarrassed about some of it. It was hard, but sharing it with another person, I got that she's not judging me. This is just my stuff. This is the stuff that drives me to overeat, to act inappropriately. And she was there to listen to me. She wasn't there to tell me what to do instead. And for me, step six and seven in the big book are short steps. They're really relatively short. For me, they're all at the core, but I love six and seven. Six is... I always mess up on the wording on this one for some reason. After all these years, the first few were entirely ready. That's why I mess up, because that's another one that I was like, oh man, entirely ready. Does that mean once you take step six that forever you're entirely ready? To me, that is another daily reminder to be entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Well, today I can take that step and admit that step in a lot more streamlined way and do it regularly. And then seven, humbly ask God to remove these shortcomings. There is in our 12 and 12, in our OA 12 and 12, there's a statement that says, this is on page 64, visualize ourselves as the people we will be when we no longer have each character defect. For me, that's a very valuable process that I use during my step seven work to think about, okay, if I wasn't procrastinating, what would this look like? If I wasn't judging this person, what would my behavior look like? It really gives me some insight on what I'm reaching for, so that when I humbly ask God, I've got some insights already in that. 8 is making a list of the people we've harmed, and 9 is making amends. And those are very powerful steps. But now I'm getting to, for where I am, because I've been here for 11 years, is living in 10, 11, and 12. 10 is continue to take personal inventory. So when we work the steps, we realize that life's going to keep happening. The promises never say, you go through this and you're going to be home free. And you, shit'll never happen again. It does. And what I have today is this design for living that helps me. So when a resentment comes, so this is like step 10 work for me, a resentment comes up about something, I do a 4 through 9 on it. I look at it. I have a worksheet that that I got online that I really like, which it originates kind of out of the big book stuff. And I look at that resentment and why it bothers me and how that affects me. I pray for that person or situation. And then I look at my part. And by doing that, I'm getting a lot of insight on how to handle it differently, how to use this for design for living in such a way that my life changes. And step 11 is about using prayer and meditation to maintain contact. That's not something you do once either. It's an ongoing step. And then step 12 is about taking action. Excuse me. So I love the steps. I came into a meeting many years ago now, probably 8 or 9, and there was a person sharing who called herself a lifer. And I'm a lifer. I don't know why, but when I came into these rooms, I told myself I was going to keep coming back. And the reason why I don't know why is because at first I thought the people in these rooms were crazy and nuts, and I didn't quite fully get it. But something about it felt like home. Something about it felt like there was, I understood and was understood in these rooms. So I kept coming back. So I'm a lifer, and my life has changed in many ways. Problems haven't gone away. There are still issues, and I'm not going to use this time to name those things because that's not what you want to hear about. You got your own list. But today, I manage my life in a different way. Another way that I like to share that my life has changed is early on in program, I was at a place where I was really seriously wondering about the ongoing longevity of my relationship with my partner. And he and I have been together now for 43 or 44 years. And I was seriously, seriously, not lightly, seriously wondering about that. And coming to meetings, I got the love in these meetings. And through these meetings and other things that I heard roughly 6 or 7 years ago, I got that it's about the love, loving ourselves, loving others, seeing love in the world, recognizing that, you know, we are all, humility is I'm no better or worse than anybody else in terms of step 7. And that when we love, when we let love into our life, our world changes. It doesn't make stuff go away, but we learn how to manage it much, much better. So I'm very, very grateful member of Overeaters Anonymous and glad that you asked me to share here. And no matter what happens, keep coming back. Thank you.